Into hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas, we're with you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, coming your way this evening, 7:37, Indians warm-up. Tribe will bring that road trip to a final chapter, I guess, or take that final turn and that 12-game road trip. And it's perhaps the biggest leg of this roadie for the Tribe, as they've got three against the Kansas City Royals today, tomorrow, and then on Sunday. And obviously, three big chances for the Tribe to really deliver a knockout punch against the Royals. And again, you can catch that here on AM 930 WEOL. First pitch coming your way just after 8 o'clock tonight. Well, we always talk about how there are so many things to do in this area. This weekend, certainly no different. You know, we've talked a ton throughout the course of the week about the preparations getting ready for the Lorraine County Fair next week. But there's Comic-Con on Sunday. And on Saturday, of course, you've got the Haunted Garage Sale going on. But tomorrow also, and parts of today as well, the Russian Food Festival. And here to tell us more about that, we've got Father Joseph McCartney on the line with us. Father McCartney, how are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Very well. And boy, we're certainly hoping that Mother Nature's going to cooperate today and tomorrow for the Russian Food Festival. So far, so good. Now, for those who aren't necessarily familiar with the details, let's start with the basics, the who, what, where, when, and why of this event.
It's the Russian Food Festival of our parish, Saints Peter and Paul Orthodox Church in Lorraine. It features a variety of ethnic foods, but primarily Russian foods. It's today and tomorrow. It starts today. Actually, we just opened our doors to our first customers at 4, and we'll go until 9 p.m. tonight. And then tomorrow, our dinner hours are 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
You mentioned Russian food. What are some of the Russian foods that you guys will have available?
Well, we feature our Russian Tsar dinner, which is two stuffed cabbages, sausage, cabbage and noodles, two pierogies, and bread. We have a beef stroganoff dinner, we have a fried fish dinner, a pierogi dinner, and then we have a la carte items like our Russian hoagie, our sausage hoagie, soup, crepes, Russian slaw, cabbage and noodles, that kind of stuff.
Now, are these items that are brought in from outside vendors, or are these items that are provided by members of the church?
Yeah, these are all homemade items. And, you know, as far as church festivals go, our church is an old one. We're 105 years old, but we're relatively small. Our festival every year is 2 days, and it's not anything to compete with the state fair or anything, but every year we sell out of all of the food that we have prepared because there's such a homey atmosphere. People are welcome to sit around, listen to the music, you know, try the different foods, enjoy the weather. So it's a great weekend.
Well, you had just alluded to the music. I know there's going to be continuous entertainment throughout the course of the weekend. What kinds of entertainment will be provided?
There's we actually have two parish bands. One's called Raz Dva Tre, which is in Russian counting to three. So it features an accordion, clarinet, upright bass, and a violin, and then singing. And then we have another band called We Three Strings, which is a guitar, violin, and an upright bass trio. So they'll be playing a variety of Russian folk songs and other songs that people might know.
Well, in addition to the food and, of course, the entertainment, I had read earlier there's going to be Russian beers and vodka at this event as well. What kinds of details can you share there?
Sure. This year we're featuring Baltica No. 7, which is a nice lager that comes in pints, and that's available at our beer tent. We also have domestic beers, light beers, and we have Russian vodka, Stolichnaya. And so we'll have that available for shots or tastings. We're also going to feature this year, in between our bands playing, we're going to have strolling singers and a bottle of vodka. So if you want to sit at your table, they'll come over and serenade you, and you can have a couple of shots there at your table.
Father McCartney, where did the idea for the Russian festival, Russian food festival, come from? And how, you mentioned you sell out every year, but how has it been, what's been the response by the community? Obviously, they're enjoying it, huh?
Yeah, the response has been overwhelming. I mean, I've only been in this parish for 2 years, but this is the 10th food festival that we've had. It started, I guess, you know, the thing about in Orthodox churches, or really in any churches, is food is very important. Food's a big part of culture and life. And so our parish was founded by Russian immigrants, and over the years, although we've all become American, our traditions regarding our food and our music and things like that, the dancing, that all stays the same. So it started, but overwhelmingly it's positive support from the community. In fact, 2 years ago, my first year, we had just purchased a new dough roller to, you know, crank out a lot of homemade pierogies. And we had a freezer malfunction, and we lost about 2,500 pierogies. And it was advertised in the newspaper that this happened. And, you know, I think even more people showed up just out of support for us. And we sold out pretty quick that second day.
Wow. That's really incredible stuff. That's a lot of pierogies, and more importantly, that's a very positive, overwhelming response as well. That's very, very cool stuff. Well, do you have a favorite? I know you mentioned you've only been there for a couple of years, but do you have a particularly favorite food item at this festival?
Oh, you can't go wrong with anything, really. I mean, the stuffed cabbages are amazing. Our pierogies are fantastic. The sausage is great. Fish is great. As the priest, I'm lucky enough that I get to be the official food taster as well. So I have a ton of favorites. I don't have one just particular one.
Nice. One of the perks of the job, no question about that. Again, we're talking with Father Joseph McCartney about the Russian Food Festival this weekend. As a matter of fact, it opened at 19 minutes ago, 4 o'clock. Well, you mentioned that this has been around for 10 years. Now, based on your experience there with these festivals, and maybe based on some of the experiences that you've heard about as well from some of the others who have been around it since day one, how has this event really kind of evolved over the course of the past decade or so, and how's it kind of improved?
Well, it's improved by every year. The menu gets expanded. Every year we have more activities for the public to participate in. We have a kids' booth. We have, two bands this year. We have the strolling singers. So every year we're trying to build upon what we were successful with last year. This year we've gone above and beyond the beer and wine selections to include Russian vodka tasting. And also we have, in the years past, we've only done cash, but now we have credit card readers that we can, people can use their cards when they come to eat dinner.
Well, before we cut you loose, one more time for our listeners out there who are looking for some more details as to the who, what, where, when, and why, where do they go to enjoy the Russian Food Festival this weekend?
St. Peter and Paul Orthodox Church. We're located at 2238 East 32nd Street in Lorain, just two or three blocks away from the steel mill, if you're familiar with Lorain.
Great stuff. Sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. Father Joseph McCartney, thank you so much for giving us some of your time, and hopefully the sun stays out not only throughout the rest of the night tonight, but also deep into tomorrow as well, so you guys can have another successful Russian Food Festival.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it.
All righty, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.